systems are a go.
Confirming all systems are a go. Launching the podcast.
3, 2, 1.
This is Hello from Mars.
Okay, welcome to a brand new episode of Hello from Mars. You know, when season one ended, the week after, of course, Britney was back in court, and this was not just a little court date. This was the date where Britney went and talked about everything.
She did.
And, you know,
and she sounded good.
She did. I mean, she was definitely prepared. And, you know, there was everything in me going, do we have a special episode of Hello from Mars? Because we've been talking so much about it.
We did talk about it.
We talked about it. And then I was like, I am so tired. So we didn't do it. But that being said, tell me what you were thinking in that moment when Britney went and just started spewing out the
mouth. Was definitely shocked at first that it was allowed. One. Two, I felt so bad because I felt like she had so much to share and she was speaking so fast.
She was trying to get it all out before somebody was
before
like, stop talking.
Stopped her.
Yeah, yeah.
I will be honest with you. I haven't been back to court in a long time because I don't think I was heard on any level when I came to court the last time. I brought 4 sheets of paper in my hands and wrote in length what I had been through the last 4 months before I came there. The people who did that to me should not be able to walk away so easily. I'll recap. I was on tour in 2018. I was forced to do. My management said, if I don't do this tour, I will have to find an attorney.
I hate to interrupt you, but my court reporter is taking down what you're saying.
Okay.
And so you have to speak a little more slowly.
Oh, of course, yes. Okay, I apologize. Great.
Okay. So I think that also spoke volumes besides what she was, the things that she said.
Yeah.
That like, as a woman, you have an IUD that you can't, how do you force someone to do that?
I don't know, but she, I mean.
How is that legal?
I mean,
there's
everything.
So many more things we're going to hopefully get to at the bottom. I don't see
well,
go on.
Yeah, that's but fine. I mean, basically, you know, it just seemed like, I mean, one after the other, everything that she was saying, it's everybody was just kind of like, oh my God.
Justin Timberlake spoke out.
Everybody was speaking out.
Christina Aguilera spoke out.
It was unlike anything else. All of a sudden, it was like all these celebrities were coming out of the woodwork.
And then you almost wanted to be like,
where have you been this whole time?
Where have you been this whole time?
Right, yeah, exactly. And but you know what, though? I think there may have been a lot of them that
were not scared,
but wondering, like, does she really need the conservatorship? Because I was that person for a minute.
I think up until I had my own revelation 3 days ago, I was like,
she cray.
Maybe
yeah.
She does need it.
Yeah, well, and this is the thing is, like, for me, for a while, I'm like, you know, if they keep going to court and it, like, the judge keeps ruling that she needs it, then maybe there's something that we don't know that she does really need it. You know, because I didn't think, because maybe, you know, I'm being naive here, I didn't think about the fact that, oh, there's so much money involved and, you know, that this judge might be getting paid off and, like, all these things.
We thought about that a lot.
And so I didn't think about that until in the last couple years. And now thinking even more in depth with that and then everything that she said back at the end of June.
She had a lot to say in a little time span.
Right. So then, you know, moving forward after that, obviously there's a lot of moving parts that were happening. Now, Jamie Lynn,
ugh,
the sis.
I think you right? do like her anymore.
I didn't like her to begin with.
I thought I did, but things got gross quick.
Well, that's the thing is Jamie Lynn, her sister, and then her mother, Lynn.
I'm thinking of that TikTok I sent you of them selling, of the mom
right.
selling the skincare thing.
Well, that's what I want to get to because right off the bat, it was like people came at least Jamie Lynn, right? And basically saying like, you've been getting paid this whole time and
whatever. Oh, she turned off her comments.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Fast.
Those comments were off on Instagram. And she was like going off in her IG story. And trying to, like, say, like, I love my sister.
I've
and
been
I,
here where have you all. You, I was here before
right.
any of you. I'll be here
after
and
you
whatever.
All. All these things. But what are your thoughts when it comes to the two of them? Because I felt one way ahead of time, and now I feel completely different.
At one point in time, I think they were both. I think Jamie Lynn. Can we just discuss her name real quick?
It's the dad.
Dad
and the mom
combined. Like, that's creepy. I also think from things I've read and seen and put pieces together, I also think she's been done dirty.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
I think that she was probably next in line to be the cash cow, because I feel like Michael Jackson, icon. Mm-hmm. Elvis Presley, icon. Beatles, icon. Like, I don't feel like, I think back in our day, I remember vividly, 97, NSYNC, super obsessed, Backstreet Boys, super obsessed, Hanson, obsessed. And my dad, specifically, mm-hmm. like, they're just a fad. They're going to go away. Right?
Here we are. Here we are. Years later, still obsessing, but that's besides the point. Anyway.
So I feel like icons don't come around every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, back in 97, 96, no one knew.
Right.
So let's have Jamie Lynn coming in behind. Mm-hmm. And I almost feel like the Simpsons tried to do that with Ashley.
Right. The Carters tried to do that with Erin. Yeah.
So it's like, let's just keep lining them up, so to speak. But Jamie Lynn kind of fell flat on her face. Very. And then she got pregnant, which I sent you that whole conspiracy theory of, like, the whole Nickelodeon producer, like, Ariana, who was the girl with Ariana Grande, who I actually like, but I can't remember her name. McCurdy. Jeanette McCurdy?
I don't know.
Sam and Cat?
Do not know.
Oh, my God.
I have kids. I don't.
Amanda Bynes, also in a conservatorship. I think she tried to speak out, and they shot her down super quick.
Yeah.
So I think that she has her own slew of problems. Isn't she, like, one of the number one beneficiaries to the Britney?
Who?
Jamie Lynn.
Oh, Jamie? Probably.
She's
Jamie
listed
Lynn.
As, like, something on the conservatorship. And then she tried saying how she's the poor one.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I think, that was what she was getting at in her story, is, like, I've never gotten any of Britney's money. I've always had to, you know, fend for myself.
Documentation
and
proves
whatever
otherwise.
Documentation highly proves otherwise. And then it was like all this stuff started happening in court, and it seemed like all of a sudden, like, Jamie Lynn and mom must have gotten completely shut off, because then the video you sent me of the two of them, like, hawking skincare products live on Instagram.
It was true.
I mean, it's...
Did you ever laugh so hard, though?
No.
Like, what?
Oh, how the mighty
Jamie Lynn was not into this, like, at all, but you knew that Lynn, the mother, was just using Jamie Lynn for the platform.
Yeah.
So today is my mom's birthday, and we are going to do a little skincare video for her birthday. She has always looked young, and everyone always asks me, what does your mom do to look so young? Well, it's pretty simple. She just takes care of her skin.
And also, like, what were the comments that were coming through? Because she had turned all the comments off on her Instagram itself. So, but people can comment on a live video.
On a live video.
And you can't really control it.
I don't remember.
So I'm sure it was like, oh, cash cow must have stopped, huh, guys?
Like, here we are selling Rodan and Fields. Like, you know shit's bad when you got to get into an MLM, make money fast, which the only people that make money are the people at the top. But this is not an end. I could get into MLMs all day, but go on. Go on.
So there's that scenario. And then as things are moving forward, like, you know, Britney is told she can go ahead. She can hire her own lawyer. So that happens. And that guy has been working.
Rosengart is.
Yeah, he's been doing some good stuff.
Amazing.
And then, of course, it's like, just as we're getting some momentum.
Going back to the old lawyer real quick. Yeah. Didn't we find out, too, that he was also getting paid like $500,000 an hour?
Dumb. Yeah, it
so
was.
So, like, of course he doesn't want to do anything for her, because the
you can say shit if you need to.
Oh, shit. He's not gonna do shit for her, because the longer he prolongs things,
the more money he's making.
Yeah,
exactly. So thankfully the judge finally saw through that scheme. Britney gets her own. Well,
I don't like the judge either, because, well, I think the judge is also getting money from the dad.
Probably, but at least things are moving in the right direction now, right? So now she has her own lawyer, and he seems like he's really putting things in the right motion. But of course, just as things seem so positive day in and day out, it's like you're seeing a new article on TMZ or posted or whatever, and she's winning this set. I know. I feel like they're a part of this conspiracy theory. But you're seeing positive news in Britney's favor as we're going on the days that follow. And then the housekeeper with the dogs. That whole shit
storm. I forgot about that.
I can't forget about that, because I feel like that was Dad throwing a wrench into all the positive motion.
Probably, because I don't trust him as far as I can throw him, and he's a big guy. I can't throw him very far.
First of all, who even knew Britney had dogs? I don't.
Who even knew she had a housekeeper? Who knew two, they let outside in.
Exactly. So, you know, all of that seemed a little fishy just to begin with. But then it's like the housekeeper or whoever it was trying to say that the dogs were malnourished and that Brittany was not taking care of them in the proper of ways and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, went to the vet and then, you know, was holding on to the dogs and not giving them back to Brittany. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. Hold up. First of all, you're trying to make her look like she is in the wrong here.
She can't do anything. She's under lock and key.
But we know she's got a housekeeper, right? Who else is there? Somebody making her food? Is somebody hired to take care of said dogs?
Probably.
So wouldn't... It doesn't fall under Brittany.
I didn't even know she had dogs.
That's my point. That's what I was saying. Like, we never see any of that. So, you know, I had this feeling that, you know, that's why the judge was just like, let's hold up. She's got, like, millions and millions of dollars. Somebody else
she
is supposed
can
to be,
feed her dogs.
You know, somebody else is responsible for taking care of those dogs.
And they're claiming she can't take care of herself, but they're going to leave her to take care of dogs.
I don't know.
Doesn't Sam live with her?
I think so. I mean, he's there all the time, it seems like, based on posts.
Do we trust him?
I don't trust
me
him.
Either.
No,
I don't trust anybody.
I really don't trust anybody don't that's trust in anybody. That house or around that house.
I don't trust anybody. It ends there.
Yeah, that's accurate. So now what we've got going on, as that has gotten thrown out of court and we are moving forward yet again, she's back in court, I believe, the day that this episode drops. So I believe it's September 28th, 9th. It's that same week. It's the end of September.
The 26th is a Monday. Sunday.
Yes.
27th is a Monday.
Tuesday's the 28th. Carry the 4. Yeah. No. So Dad, though, leading into this, he's now saying that he's petitioning the court to end the conservatorship.
Of course you are, you shady fuck.
What you hiding, man?
Yeah.
Like, right? Like, isn't that what it feels like? That something's being hidden.
100%. That's the first thing I said to you was, what's he trying to hide? Because he doesn't want things to come out. Because I think in order for her to petition that she no longer needs, or even if there's a change in a conservator, because she's a conservatee,
mm-hmm.
there's a change, then doesn't all of the records from the previous conservator get changed over?
I don't know all the legality
so
of it.
So, like, say we're an organization, and I'm the treasurer, which would be really stupid, by the way.
Yeah, no, money, no.
And you're going to become the treasurer. Also not a great idea, I would presume. We had the same math education.
Yeah, but I am really good with money.
I'm really good with other people's money. That is a true story. At the business, I do all the books, and I'm really good at it.
Then maybe you're giving yourself no credit where credit is due.
I'm just bad with my money because I'm an impulse shopper. Anywho, okay. So say I'm a treasurer of something, and my term is up, and you're going to become treasurer now, and I have to hand the books over to you. I think you can go through all of those statements,
right.
books, and everything, and see where everything has gone in and out. And mm-hmm. I think
he's trying to cover all that, right.
He knows that she's probably going to get a new conservator.
Well, right, because that was the whole point of this court date.
She didn't ask to not be under a conservator.
Well, yeah, she asked to have him taken off and somebody else that she chose to be in place.
Correct.
So that was probably, and he must have realized, I'm done.
Like, I'm done. They're going to see that I am
an asshole.
Milking the cow.
Yeah. So either that's the case, because also recognize that this whole time, too, he's been like, well, in order to end this conservatorship or to have me taken off, I want her to be a mental evaluation. And now he's saying, no, I don't need that.
Oh, you mean because she's not going to be on the lithium that he puts her on to make her look nuts because it's an evaluation that he's not going to be involved in?
Probably.
That's so sad for you.
So there were two ways of looking at this. One is what we just said, and that he's trying to hide and cover up everything that he's
taking. She did come out in that original testimony and say that he put her on lithium.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. So then the flip side of this too is that he wants this to happen because he wants her to now no longer be on this conservatorship. So something wrong happens, something bad happens. So he can be like, yeah, see, she needed this damn thing the whole time.
I just had...
You had an epiphany?
Yes.
Light bulb moment.
How old are those boys now? Because my kids are going to be... My kids are 14 going on 15.
I want to say they're
her
like...
Kid, she was pregnant before me with the twins. So that... What's the first one? Jaden? Sean Preston?
I'm really bad. I think Preston.
I think he's first. So he's got to be
15,
almost 16. So if Jamie can make this all go away before they're old enough to legally speak and he doesn't have any control over what they say and what truths they come out with. Because they're about to be the age where...
Right. They can be... Mm-hmm.
They're going to have more freedoms. He's going to get a driver's license. He's going to drive a car.
Right.
The paparazzi is going to get him.
Mm-hmm. And kids don't know enough to just...
Or
they do, yeah. Wow, there's so many things here.
So many things.
So we will find out, and you know, as that court date happens...
I'm Googling how old this kid is. Go on.
As that court date happens, you know, this week of episode release, then, you know, we'll try to hop on at some point to get a little update.
Updates.
Yeah, but here's the other thing that I want to ask, because along this whole time, this has been really bugging me. And I have a feeling I know why. Because I have a feeling that an NDA was signed and he might be the literal only person that is really sticking to it. KFED. Where has KFED been this entire time? And why has he not been dragged in the media at all?
16. Both boys are going to be 16 within the next year because they're almost Irish twins. There's like almost exactly 12 months between them. So from what I understand, the way NDAs work is they expire. They are not forever.
Okay.
So it makes sense that the people who were in her life prior to KFED's NDAs are probably expired or close to expiring, so they'll speak first.
Here's my thing.
KFED is a delicate subject
because he has too much on the line.
Has too much on the line with those kids. And if
right.
And as much as he could, is he a bad guy? I don't know. I don't know enough about him. He seems to have really stepped up in the parenting role for the kids. You don't hear anything about those kids, whether it be good or bad.
Right.
So for all we know, they're doing just fine. He's the one stability that those kids probably have. Does he want to speak out and take the chance that does he take the chance that something could change for the kids? No. Does he want to say things that he knows that are wrong and then have you and me and everybody else be like, why do you not speak up before?
Well, but that's the thing, is that might end up happening down the line. You know, it's like, you know, when
he walks a fine line.
Right. So say, yes, he does walk a really fine line because he's getting financial support for the children.
Correct.
For himself, probably, because, you know, because he is the sole parent, I mean, he can't give them what Brittany can give them. He doesn't have that kind of backing of a career and financially.
Doesn't he have like a ton of other kids, too?
He probably does. It's KFED. I wouldn't be surprised. So, yeah, okay. So he does stand to lose a lot. But at the same point, I just feel like there's probably actually a lot for him to gain, too, if he did speak out.
Right now, when everybody wants to.
Yeah. But, so we'll have to see how this all progresses. Now, what should also be mentioned is how Brittany is on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Because this was something that we were kind of hitting on right in the beginning of this episode. And
this is where you can put like a picture of her with her boobs like this.
Yeah, well, I don't...
Or the new one was the... Well, the new for us, like we said, us, is... Was
the
it,
butt
it,
shot.
The butt... Was it was videos, right? Of her...
Oh, maybe.
I think it was a video of her...
Strutting her butt?
Strutting her butt.
Okay, I don't know if I saw the video. I definitely saw the pictures. But here's what I'm... The conservatorship went into place how long ago? It was like 13 years ago, 14 years ago, right?
Was it that long?
It's been a long time. And if you think about it, back when that started, it was like the start of social media in a bigger way, right? So Brittany has probably never really had full access to true social media to know what is right and wrong. So tell me what has just dawned on you.
So what had just dawned on me, remember I said that to you? Because at first, for the last few weeks into months, I've been like,
what is going on?
This has to be somebody else. Like, they want us to think that they're giving her
freedom.
More freedoms or whatever. But this has to be somebody else.
More freedoms and that she's just crazy. Like,
right.
On top of it.
So let's post all of this stuff pretending that we're really her so that people are like, oh, that's why she needs the conservatorship.
Yeah.
But now that I've had time to sit on this, and she keeps posting the same, she'll post something.
She always
and then
posts
she'll take
the same
it, but then she takes it down overnight. So then in the morning you wake up, it's not there anymore. And you're like, was I high? Or did
right.
I really see that? And then, like, the next day, exactly, like, 24 hours later, here it comes back. And it's like, oh, I'm reposting this. Or, yes, I'm posting this again because I liked it. Or this, that, or the other thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. There was that girl, Ashley, Aunt, something like that, whatever the girl's name was.
Who was running her
account. Who was running her socials. I'm like, she's doing this on purpose, pretending to be her, so we all think she's crazy. And now I'm thinking, no, it's like Michael Jackson always seemed like a kid because he was robbed of a childhood,
never really could grow up.
Brittany does not know
that's not
what
okay.
is appropriate. On social media.
She's unaware that people are supposed to pay for that on OnlyFans. Like,
well, they're taking that away, too.
No, that's going back.
What?
Yeah, they went back on that. Yeah.
Stop.
No, they totally did. That was such free promotion for them.
And then they said they were going to take all sexual stuff off.
No, they said that initially, and then they backtracked on it.
Do you think I have nice enough hands to be a... No, probably not. Anyhow.
There's a porn fetish for all that shit, so... You do hands, I'll do feet. I hate my feet, but I bet you I can make some money.
I also hate my feet. That's why I picked hands, but they're not great either. We went derailed.
Okay.
1,000,000%.
Sorry.
Well, the OnlyFans episode's coming in a couple weeks. I'm just kidding. But no, so now I'm starting to think that Brittany just doesn't know.
She just doesn't know. She's like mentally acceptable. Probably, 18, 19, 20 and not...
Same.
And not, going past that. And, that happens to... If you think about it, it happens for people in very high-profile, high-traumatic, high-stress scenarios. Addicts. If somebody starts drugs at, say, like 16, 17, 18...
You're that forever.
You're that mentally forever. And I apologize to anybody that might
want
fall
me to
into...
blow your mind again? That's why she still wears the low-rise everything.
Right.
Because in her mind...
It's 2001.
Every day.
Every damn day.
It's Groundhog Day every
day.
She's
like, I'm going to roll down my shorts because
that's
the style.
No, honey, it's high rise.
It is Dick's mom jeans.
My pants are right under my bra.
Mom jeans for life. But yeah, I mean, somebody who has done drugs or alcohol, somebody who has been in a car accident and had head trauma, these things, traumatic scenarios, somebody who's been raped, like these traumatic scenarios, they stunt you mentally. And, that has absolutely... Like, I'm, again, not saying anything negative to somebody who's been in that kind of scenario. Because
you can't help it.
You're not at fault there, necessarily. No. But, and you can't help that you can't get past that state. But
it's
that's why
like,
these kind of scenarios happen.
I feel like there's... In traumatic situations, it either becomes the... You either become, like, the pre and the post.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, pre my head injury or pre my car accident. And then it's post all of that. Like, that's such a defining moment in your life that it's pre and post. Or you become like Brittany where it's...
There's no post.
There's no post.
Yeah, it's just...
It's just my life prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blocking out anything and everything after this. And it's always 2001 for her.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's sad.
It is.
It's very sad. So... Moving forward, I mean, we obviously are going to try to update what happens with this court case that's going to be happening this week. But just right now, in this moment, what do you see is next for her? Like, what do you see is going to be coming? What do you think?
I don't even know. I have fears. Like, does she need a conservatorship? Probably at this point. Is it because of her at this point? No. I don't think she needs a conservatorship.
Conservatorship, I think, is not the right term for it. I think she needs a handler.
Yes.
Like, not somebody that's
like
saying...
Like a circus.
Like, it's... wow, you just made it come full circle.
Right?
But, not somebody that is, like, no, you can't do this. Yes, you can do... Like somebody that is, like, kind of giving her moral
she
support.
She needs a life coach.
Yes.
Because...
I am available for hire.
Put it up there. Make this happy. Feel this happy.
Feel this happy, yeah. Wow.
Make me feel this happy. Anywho, hashtag, more. I'm fired. She trumped me. Anywho, because I feel like if she's just going to go, as you see on Instagram, which they're probably trying to prove, I think she would go kind of Michael Jackson, like Neverland-ish. I was in the chair. Like, I really do. And I don't think it would be any fault of her own.
No. I mean, I would like to believe that there's one of two ways that I'm seeing the future for her. And if she does get pure on freedom and she's able to do whatever she wants, she's either going to finally be able to do the kind of work that she wants and she's going to be happy with it and she's going to be able to, you know, maybe fully be her and have a baby and a family and, you know, live life to its fullest and in the best of ways that she should have always been allowed. Or it's, we're not going to see her. Like, she's going to disappear. She's going to kind of go, and she's going to do all those same things in a lot of ways, but the music's going to stop. The spotlight's going to stop. She's going to go, and she's going to be incredibly private. She's going to go get married, have a family, and do that, and be... But I honestly don't... Like, that is kind of something I would like for her, because I feel like she deserves it and needs it, but I think she craves the spotlight too much. And that is being very much seen by all of the boob shots, butt shots, all those
things. Do you know what's going on in my head right now?
Tell me.
Why is Janet Jackson the way she is?
Give me
more. And LaToya Jackson the way she... Like, so LaToya, mentally, not as bad as Michael Jackson, but not as normal as Janet Jackson.
They were always in a shadow. You know, they were always in that shadow. Think of Aaron Carter.
True.
Always in a shadow and never able to live up to an expectation.
So I'm always like, maybe it's the people they surround themselves around, right? So Nick had Brian, Kevin, AJ, who is my favorite, Howie, who I thought was gay. He's not. He's married with kids. Yeah. Who knew? I just found this out recently. Like, Nick had their support for the most part, because him and Brian, I also found out, were very much at odds for most of the Backstreet Boys. Fame.
Really? Because I always thought they were like brothers.
So did I, but I watched some documentary where they were fighting a lot over like lead vocals or whatever.
Would love to watch that.
And I'm pretty sure Nick literally looked at Brian and was like, "You're a fucking dick. You've always been a dick." And I was like, probably not wrong. So like the people they surround them, but there was like shit that went awry there that nobody knew about for a while too, like AJ's addiction and all the rehabs and stuff like that.
Nick too.
Yeah. So like, but it's almost like they were surrounded by different people.
Types of people,
Like Justin Timberlake.
Yep.
Him and Britney were pretty even on the growth of popularity. Yeah. And Justin started in a group and then broke free. Britney was always not free, but solo.
Right.
Right? But, like, look at Justin and his relationship with his mother, who was pretty much, for lack of better terms, his handler. Like, she was the one...
Well, because he was so young.
Right. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then you look at Britney, who was surrounded by her family, who used her as their ATM,
to speak. Yeah.
So it's like, people are like, you have the people who I know because I'm on TikTok all the time. No one can ever get along. Everything's always a divide.
Yeah.
So you have the people who are like, no, she really needs this because look at all the other people, who, like Christina Aguilera and Jessica Simpson and Mandy Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them were around the same time she was.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but, like, look who they were surrounded by.
Yeah.
And Jessica Simpson, probably not the best example. Like, she came out on top. Whatever. But, like, her parents, her dad's nuts.
Yeah. Well, and she, but that's the thing is, like, that, you know, they had better people around them in general.
That
so,
is true. And there's also
and that's why, I mean, that's why they're all still successful in a lot of ways, and they're not necessarily in the spotlight as prevalently, but they are successful in a lot of ways and sane and, like, you know, not looked at as, like Britney is.
We never hear anything about Britney's brother.
No.
He's on the conservatorship too, I think.
Yeah.
He's involved.
I think he doesn't want to be involved. I think that's If I remember correctly, like, there's been little bits and pieces of him, and he just was kind of like, I don't want anything to do with this. But I could
be wrong. Do you think that Jamie, the dad, not the sister, the dad, got those two involved so that it's almost like if one goes down, we all go down.
Yeah. If I'm going down, you're all going down with me.
The whole sink's coming.
Yeah.
But not the sink. The ship.
We can't rely on you on sayings. Okay. Like,
that one, everybody. We all think, everyone on this show thinks Jess is an alcoholic. I've had one.
One.
Okay. I only had two Eggos. Not even. They were generic.
Well, that's
on.
Probably the part of the reason. So
I was looking at the time. See what I've eaten today.
So, all right. So we'll have to keep updated as to exactly what is going to be coming, like, inspiring this week.
I'm going to see if she's posted anything while we've been talking.
It's a good possibility. There's got probably something from today, if not yesterday. So let me just wrap this up. All right. So we will update, you know, during the week when Brittany is in court, what they actually end up saying and those kind of things. But, you know, it seems like things are going in her favor. It's just like what's to come. And, you know, we'll be filling everybody in on that as the days come.
We didn't forget anything?
I mean, I don't know. There's so much.
I'm reading your agenda, your itinerary.
My notes.
Your notes.
Yeah.
My thumbs have a mind of their own.
That's the end of my, it's my phone. When I email from my phone.
Really?
Yeah, it's my signature when I email from my phone.
Can I borrow that?
Yeah. Another episode of Hello from Mars will be out coming up in 2 weeks, but we will update you on the Britney saga as this week progresses.
Thank you
for tuning in, and you can check out more episodes of Hello from Mars wherever you stream podcasts.
And YouTube.
Oh, hey! Hey, girl, hey.
Hey.